Harry Potter fans can now buy two books that Harry reads. Until this week, they were merely titles mentioned in the stories of the young wizard in training. Author J.K. Rowling has transformed them into full-fledged books, with the proceeds going to the charity Comic Relief, NPR's Renee Montaigne reports.
British Comic Relief co-founder, comedy writer Richard Curtis, says he went to J.K. Rowling not expecting terribly much.
I have a tendency to write to people for the charity, and I thought, well, maybe, you know, she'd sign a book or write an article or something like that, some small but profitable thing. And instead, she wrote back with this sort of magnificent thing.
It turned out that J.K. Rowling not only loved the charity, but also was dying to get on paper all sorts of background bits that she had in her head but couldn't fit into the Harry Potter books. Enough material for two tiny books, Quidditch Through the Ages, the definitive history of the wizard's favorite three-dimensional flying game, and Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
They're fabulous because of their detail and because of the range of the imagination. I mean, there's one fantastic animal, a bird, which is completely silent all its life, except in the moment it dies, when it actually regurgitates every single word that it's heard throughout its entire life. And there's another tiny little one, the song of which is meant to eventually drive you mad if you keep it as a household pet. I think it's called a Fwooper or something. And there's a lovely little note at the bottom which says that a person called Yurik the Oddball once kept it for a year and came to try and officially prove to the wizarding judges that it didn't drive you mad. But his arguments were undermined by the fact that he had turned up at the hearing wearing a toupee, which eventually turned out to be a dead badger. So it's all full of that sort of madness. But then, of course, there's fabulously, as there is in her books, this marvelous mixture of comedy and real creepiness. There's one thing called a lethifold, which is like a strange black blanket that, while you're asleep, slides underneath the door, comes and wraps itself round your head and suffocates you, and as it were eats you from inside itself. So it's still got that strange darkness which makes the Harry Potter book so unique.
Fantastic Beasts and the History of Quidditch appear to have come right off Harry Potter's own bookshelf. The covers look dog-eared, and the pages contain childish scrawls and wisecracks in the margins.
They're pre-defaced.
And they've got four...
Children don't have to go to the bother of defacing the books themselves. Very kindly, the publishers have, for the first time ever, done it for them.
So the whole... The world is maintained through these books.
Yes, and there's a great final bit in this where the headmaster says, Quidditch is, of course, an entirely fictional sport and nobody really plays it. May I also take this opportunity to wish Puddlemere United the best of luck next season.
In the real world, says Curtis, these small books stand to do a great deal of good. Of the $3.99 cover price, fully $3 will go toward Comic Relief's special children's fund, which focuses on such things as reuniting parents and children separated by war and the fight against child slavery. Since the publisher Scholastic has printed 5 million books, that adds up to a $15 million contribution, just for starters, because as everyone knows, Harry Potter books have a tendency to fly off the shelves.
I like to think that every kid who's buying the book is putting it in the hands of a child whose life is genuinely unhappy and won't be so if we can help them. It's sort of a genuinely magical thing.
Richard Curtis is co-founder of the British charity Comic Relief. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.